WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live, made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine. Today we hear from Gia Brawford of the Perry Hilltop Citizens Council, who helps immigrants and refugees in various neighborhoods overcome language barriers in everyday life. 90.5 WESA's Joaquin Gonzalez has the story.
In the basement of the Mosaic Community Church on the north side, a small crowd mingles before a joint meeting of the Perry Hilltop and Fineview Citizens Councils.
Most of the time, community groups can reach out to Americans, but the immigrant refugees are left out because of the bridge that has not been built yet in language.
That's Gia Brawford, a board member on the council. Brawford is originally from the Caribbean island of Curacao. She first came to Pittsburgh in 1999 for a master's program in journalism at Point Park University. Brawford is just a shade above 5 feet tall, and she's super approachable, always smiling. During a break, she steps out into the hallway to meet up with a friend.
So that's hard.
No good.
I know, but you will find a place. Friday, okay. The place where we're going Friday.
Your house.
I know, we're going to ask them for a house too. They got lots of resources there.
Okay.
So that's what we're going to work
Thank
on.
Thank you.
Okay, my
Thank
pleasure.
Thank you.
His name is Adib Alawama. He's a Syrian refugee who lives in Perry Hilltop, and he's still learning English. Brawford is currently helping Alawama and his family find a new house. She doesn't speak Arabic, but she communicates by gesturing or using a language app. As he leaves, Brawford has a little joke with Alawama.
Nice to meet you.
Brawford does this kind of thing a lot as a volunteer, helping people like Alawama navigate parts of life that are made so much harder by the language barrier. Her inspiration started with her time at Point Park, where she saw other international students struggling.
They came to this country and they couldn't understand a word, couldn't speak it, and now you need to open a bank account, do all your student work, do all these different things.
For Brawford, it was a little easier. She grew up speaking Dutch, English, Spanish, German, and Papiamentu, Curacao's native dialect. After graduating, she initially pursued journalism, but eventually...
And I was like, here I am, I know 5 languages. Instead of trying to pursue being a reporter, being an anchor, there's so many of them out there. Why not try to see if I can be maybe the little bridge?
She became an independent translator. She's worked with Pittsburgh Public Schools and the University of Pittsburgh, among others. In her work, Brawford has met lots of immigrants and their families during sessions.
And they would say, I know you interpret for me in there, but here, this paper came in the mail. Can you tell me what it says?
Yolanda is a Mexican immigrant who lives on the north side. We won't use her last name because she's worried about her legal status. Brawford helps Yolanda and her family with a few different things.
More than anything, with the stuff at school, the interpretations. Right now, she's also helping me with my lawyer.
Yolanda describes their relationship like this.
More like sisters than friends.
Currently, Brawford is working to start up a project called Social Systems Development. She wants this to be a central hub on the north side, which offers resources for things like jobs and housing. I'm Joaquin Gonzalez, 90.5 WESA News.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series, 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, at wesa.fm/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.